Hello.
Yes.
Oh,
I'm sorry. I
sorry.
don't know what happened.
I don't even know where I left off at because I didn't know the phone clicked off. So we haven't been getting any successful clock ins and outs since December the 30th. So I don't know how you're using the fob, but you must be using it incorrectly because the only thing we're getting is the timesheets. We can't do the timesheets anymore. This is starting to create an issue with billing because
So you
you're
guys
actually
ain't.
non-EBB in compliance. And yes, and we're in the process of notifying the service coordinator that we may have to put services on hold due to this because your EBB from the timesheets is not going up. It's still at 50% and it needs to go up to 85%. So you're not even in compliance. So I don't know how you're using the fob. I don't know, because if the call is saying call registered on your end, then that is
Yes, all the
correct.
time.
It's not showing up on our end, so something must be wrong with the input of the numbers that you're putting in.
And you said the last time I used the five was with
Nope.
it?
The last time we got a successful clock in and out was December the 30th. After that, straight, no connections of any fob clock ins and out, but the timesheets was sent.
Yes, sir.
Additional time during the rest of the week. Yep. The timesheets was sent, but we can't do the timesheets anymore.
So I got a text from Alyssa saying this on January 21st, and I've used the key fob since then
Let me see.
and let her know. And
21st.
then,
Let me
yes,
just go
and
to the
then
date.
on,
Hold on.
okay.
January 21st.
There's no record of me using it since then because,
One second. Let me just go to that date. 19/20/21st. Yeah, so that week you were paid for what you clocked in and out for. Anything that was missed is because no registered clock in and out from that fob was found. That week you
this
actually
is
got paid for
done.
one, two, three, four. You got paid for 4 days that week. 2 days there was clock ins but no clock outs.
And saying since then I
So
haven't used my key fob.
let me go to back to where the original, because Alyssa's supervisor put a note in the file stating that you have been, let me see, you have not been consistent with your clock since December the 30th. So there's still a hit and a miss each week after that. And you send in timesheets. So the week of January the 5th, this is all timesheets. And you were paid for that. So we can't move forward with keep processing timesheets for your file. So it's either you would need to come in compliances with clocking in and out, or your client needs to select another caregiver because we have to notify the insurance of what's going on.
This is confusing. There's no record of me using my key fob since December or
No,
January, you
you
said?
is using it on some days, but it's not enough for us to go past what we're doing. It seemed like the timesheets is inputted more
Yeah,
days
because the
than what
only.
the fobs is. I have week 22 to 12/28. That whole week, we got 1 day of clock ins and out, and the rest of the week is timesheets. Yeah, we can't go on like this.
Okay, so can I would I be able to start it today, or
Yeah, you got to
because
be
I like.
consistent. Yeah. If you show me some consistency on your end, then I got no problem with going back to all the days that we did not bill the insurance because you did not clock in and out, but I need some consistency. This 50%, this can't go on like this. Let me see when you started. You started in 2024. Yeah, we can't go on like this with this file.
Okay.
Okay, so just show me
I appreciate
consistency, and then I have no problem with acknowledging what you know what you earned, you know. But you got to. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Thank you.
To you soon. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Bye-bye.